time for the latest Colorado Crop Progress Report. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media. Colorado farmers are moving into the heart of summer's growing season with warm temperatures pushing crop development along and moisture remaining a major factor across the state. Winter wheat harvest is progressing across Colorado as producers continue cutting fields and evaluating yields. Wheat conditions varied widely this season, with some areas benefiting from improved moisture, while others dealt with drought stress during key stages of development. Corn continues to advance, with many fields entering critical reproductive stages. Producers are watching closely as tasseling and pollination approach, and heat and available water supplies are expected to play a major role in yield potential. Sorghum continues to make progress, with crop conditions reflecting differences in planting dates, rainfall, and irrigation availability throughout the state. Dry edible beans and other specialty crops are also advancing, with growers monitoring crop health, insect activity, and disease risks during the warmer summer weather. Nationally, corn develop continues to run ahead of the normal pace. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service reports 59% of the corn crop had reached silking stage as of Sunday, 6 points ahead of last year and 5 points ahead of the five-year average. Corn entering the dough stage is now 13%, matching last year's pace and 2 points ahead of the five-year average. Corn condition rating slipped slightly. USDA rated 67% of the crop in good to excellent condition, down 1 point from the previous week and 7 points below last year. Winter wheat harvest continues moving forward across the country. 74% of the crop is now harvested, 2 points ahead of last year and 3 points ahead of the five-year average. And winter wheat harvest continues moving forward. 74% of the crop is now harvested nationwide, 2 points ahead of last year and 3 points ahead of the five-year average.
That is the latest Colorado Crop Progress Report. I'm Lori Boyer for CAF Media.